This programming sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester.
Talk radio for Catholic life to start your day.
Morning Air
on Relevant Radio with Glenn Leverenz. Here's your host, John Harper.
Good morning. 5 minutes after the hour on Monday, September 30th. Have you ever experienced an angel? Yesterday, we celebrated the Feast of the Archangels. You and I, of course, have our guardian angels. And coming up, your stories about not only experiencing angels, but how they've also had an effect on how you're living your life today. Father John Gordon will lead us in that conversation. Also, Sister Bridget Hass is here in this hour to introduce you to a saint who was born into great wealth and how she used all of the gifts, those treasures that God had given her, to make life better for those who are less fortunate. And Sister is going to tell us how you and I can use the treasures God has given us today to make a difference in someone's life. And later on, Father Burke Masters, our Monday spiritual director, answering your questions of faith. And as we come to this brand new day, the last day of September, we begin in prayer. We invite you to join us now for the morning offering. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we offer you our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, for the salvation of souls, the reparation for sins, the reunion of all Christians, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father this month. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 6 minutes after the hour, let's talk about angels now. Father John Gordon is the acting vicar for pastoral life and the coordinator of the Office for Evangelization in the Archdiocese of Newark here on this morning after the Feast of the Archangels. And I'm sure the prayer to St. Michael that you pray every single day. Father Gordon, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. It's good to be with you always. God bless you all today.
How have you experienced an angel, maybe beyond your guardian angel?
Well, you know, I was thinking about the archangels, you know, Gabriel and Michael and Raphael. And, you know, one of them kind of represents God's messenger, Gabriel. The other is God's warrior, God's St. Michael. And, of course, God's healer, St. Raphael. And I was thinking that those are all the ways in which we experience God somehow, just as the guardian angels express God's nearness. So these angels express something of God's word to us, of God's fighting for us, and of God's healing us. And I think I've experienced all those things. I might not have realized it was an angel, although I do remember times specifically when I either met somebody or somebody did something for me, or I was in a conversation with a stranger, and then I went back to that person, and they weren't there. And I often thought to myself, well, what happened? Did I dream that? And I do think there was an angelic ministry going on sometimes, or else I just lost my way. But I really think sometimes that the angels do come and they express something of God's tenderness and care for us. And as we read in the scriptures, the angel is somehow a representation, a representative of God himself. And in so doing, God is breaking through and saying, I'm with you. And I know that whether it's become a word of encouragement, a word of direction, or just the embrace I need to know that it's going to be all right. I find those two tremendous graces of the angels of God, just being aware of me. I mean, it's not like that TV show Touched by an Angel where suddenly the light shines, but it is a sense of I'm not alone and God is helping me.
And you wonder what kind of effect that television show had on so many, because that was on for many seasons.
Yes, I think what it did is it helped people realize that there are such things as angels. I think the other thing it did, and I know for me at times, if I was just watching it, I'd be looking, where are they? And you wouldn't see an angel helping somebody else as much as you would recognize, oh, that was something that was God doing for me. And maybe sometimes an angel is stopping a car from hitting us or preventing us from crossing the street when a car is coming down the road, or all the various kind of mishaps that we missed that we didn't even know that we missed. I think those are also signs of angels caring for us and involvement with us.
Father, talk a little about how we might discern the difference between an angel at work and the Holy Spirit at work.
Well, that's a very good question, Glenn. I'm not exactly sure myself. So much of this thing goes up to the Lord in his various ways. But I think when it's very personable, maybe even in the guise of another person, that strikes me as more angelic, you know, where I had a conversation with somebody or somebody helped me up when I fell, and those kinds of ways in which another human being, it would seem, was the instrument of God's grace for me. But I think the Holy Spirit sometimes, who can certainly use other people to inspire and to direct and to encourage, but that's the person who tends to still be around. We can go back to them over and over again. And I think also that the Holy Spirit will speak more directly to our hearts and confirm that. I don't think they work separately from one another as well. I think the Holy Spirit can remind us of things. It says, yes, that was my angel I was sending to you. So I think that they're different, but they're also related. And I'm not, as the famous saying is, it's above my pay grade to figure out who's doing what. but I'll take it all, because it's somehow God saying, John, I love you, and we're going to get through this. And whether it be opening up traffic as I am running late for something, or giving me the opportunity to have a conversation with somebody that I know made a difference. Sometimes I wonder if God used me like an angel, in the sense of, wow, that really helped somebody, and maybe that's the Holy Spirit. But be that as it may, I just experience God over and over again breaking through. And I, whether it's the Lord, the angels, the saints, they're all ways in which God is revealing to us. I think the angels, the feet of the angels expresses it in a particular way. I am with you, and I have not separated myself from the world, from the actions of the world, and from your life. I think the angels remind us of that.
Father John Gordon is with us from the Archdiocese of Newark this morning on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app, and we're talking about experiencing an angel. How have you experienced an angel in your life? Like to hear your stories, and also, what did it do to you? How did it change how you moved through your life after experiencing that angel? What were the circumstances? 888-914-9149. You can call right now in the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line at 888-914-9149 on how you experienced an angel. And, you know, you talk about those people that God has put in your path, Father Gordon, who, when you turn around, are absolutely gone, disappeared, evaporated. And where did they go? It's just such a profound moment in your life. I've been blessed to have those as well. And I think it's a combination, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, of God trying to get your attention to say, yeah, you know, I think you need to pay attention a little bit more. And then also to say, you know, I really love you. It's not only to, you know, let you know that he's there and you need to pay attention a little bit more, but also for you to realize his unending love for you.
Oh, I think that's a very good insight, John. I think that's absolutely true. That sense that if there's anything that God wants to get our attention about, it's that he loves us. And the biggest challenge, I think, is that we don't let him. We want it on our terms. We want to earn that love. We want to pay him back for that love. We don't really believe God loves us. And so it's a very big challenge that God is tireless about making himself known in this regard. And he's not out to catch us. He's not out to kind of punish us. He's in the business of embracing and redeeming. And what he wants us to know is, I love you. And it's not about even keeping rules, because if we recognize God's love for us, when I fall in love with him, I want to do what pleases him. And right. There's a law of love that makes me want to obey the commandments, not because they're rules, but because I know it would please him, and I know it pleases me to please him, because that's what love does. And I think the angels put a smile on God's face as well as our own when as it were, that happens, and it's like, yes, yes, Lord, you love me, and thank you. And God smiles and says, yes, I do love you, and don't forget it. Because at the other, sometimes we wish there were angels around, and it doesn't seem there are, and we find ourselves in difficulty. We find ourselves in a challenging situation, and we say, hey, God, you know, where are you for me? But it's not a matter of magic or God just bailing us out of bad situations like it was a situation comedy, but rather God is saying, I am with you whether you experience my closeness or not, and I give you the opportunity to experience my closeness so that when it seems absent, you know I'm still with you.
Because how many times when you were growing up that mom and dad obviously shows you their undying love, and sometimes it's at times when you weren't so good, and you kind of wonder, or you maybe even ask them, well, why are you doing this? This is such a treat. It's because I love you. And you know that you've been bad, but it's because they love you. You remember exactly how that feels, and that's what God's doing for us.
Absolutely. Over and over and over again. And in a much more sometimes subtle but profound way, because yep. It's not just like a little child getting an ice cream when I should be right. Punished, but it's about someone who's like caring for me And his and the goal isn't that I just put a smile on my face. His goal is I'm with him forever in heaven, and that's what I want too. And when God and I want the same thing, it's happening. Praise the Lord.
Father John Gordon with us. We're talking about experiencing an angel. Have you experienced an angel in your life? What kind of effect did it have on your life, on your path to heaven? We're sharing those stories this morning with Father Gordon at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149, beginning with Mary in Freedom, Wisconsin. Mary, good morning. Your story about experiencing an angel.
Yes, it was it was just so miraculous. My mother called me to come back to her home, and it's, 10 minutes within my house, so I always pray a Divine Mercy chaplet during that time. And all of a sudden, it's out in the country on County High Road E, and all of a sudden I heard the word deer come into my mind, and then it said, you need to pay attention. And not being very bright, I turned my head. And when I looked back, there were three deer in the front of my car and one buck coming straight at me that was already in the road.
Wow.
And there was absolutely nothing I could do. I'm going 55 miles an hour. And all of a sudden, the buck that's in the road, because I knew that one would probably kill me, it turned. And it went, I watched it in my rearview mirror, and it went behind my car and then went in the ditch. The three deer in the front of my car that I should have hit, at least two of them dead on, I never hit them. Not even a bump, nothing. And they were directly within a foot or two of my front of my car, and I never hit them.
Wow. Wow, that is an angel at work. Wonderful. Wow, Mary, thank you for sharing that. Father?
Mary, sounds like there were a team of angels there helping you out. Maybe if deer have guardian angels, they were helping them out too. I don't know. But I think that's, the great thing about that kind of story, Mary, is I don't know when it happened, but it sounds like it might not have been recent. And so consequently, you remember it like it happened this morning.
Yeah.
Because it was such a powerful experience, not only of a near miss, but of God blessing you. That's wonderful, Mary. Thank you for sharing.
We're talking about those times when you have experienced an angel. Father John Gordon with us from the Archdiocese of Newark, and we're sharing those stories on the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Just last week, we went on the air in Jacksonville, Florida on 1460 and 1600, and that's where Joanne is listening this morning in Puerto Verde Beach, Florida. Hi, Joanne. How have you experienced an angel?
Hi, good morning. Good morning. I experience them every day. But one specific one, as a child, I lived around the corner in Brooklyn, New York from the fire station. And my parents, we had nine children. My parents were always looking different ways to keep us safe. And one day I was crossing the street. We had a public school across the street. And as I went to cross, the fire engine came streaming down the road. And I was pushed away from the fire truck, which of course would have taken my life. And I, as a young girl, I must have been about 5 or 6 years old, again, brought up in a very, very Catholic, faithful home, believe that was my guardian angel, that saved my life. And I think about that often, believe it or not, every time I hear a fire truck.
But Joanne brings up another point, Father Gordon, where, she said that she kind of looks for angels every single day, not to say, okay, angels do something for me, but with that fine tuning and not looking for yourself, but looking for angels in someone else, then God's going to put some of those people in the path of your life, and you may be the angel for someone else.
Absolutely. That struck me too, Joanne, when you mentioned that you see angels, you experience angels every day. Part of that's because you have a faith that stirs that up to have an expectancy about it. And I think two things, growing up in Brooklyn and being one of nine, I think your parents were probably praying for your angels as well, raising all those children. But the truth of the matter is that if we have eyes to see, and as we develop that, we can see more clearly, maybe not in the physical way, but in a deeper insight way of the hand of God at work. but I've experienced it almost physically being pushed by an angel to get out of the way of the fire truck. That's glorious. And as you say, it happened when you were young, but you still remember with great vividness. And thank you for sharing that, Joanne. That's wonderful.
Joanne, thank you. And we're so blessed to be on the air now in Jacksonville on Relevant Radio on 1460 yes. and 1600 in the Diocese of St. Augustine, Florida. So thank you, Joanne, for listening this morning. Jim is in Madison, Wisconsin, as we talk about how you have experienced an angel. Jim, what is it for you?
Good morning. For me, it has been praying the chaplet to St. Michael. Ever since I had begun doing that, I was making more spiritual progress over things I would repeatedly need to confess and the like. And I don't feel like I suddenly had matured, but suddenly a lot of temptations, temper, all sorts of things just started to dissipate. I'm confident that the angels can see the sources of temptations if they're, you know, evil, you know, spiritual realm. But a substantial decrease in temptation by praying the chaplet to St. Michael.
Jim, I think that's a brilliant insight to recognize that the angels, St. Michael in particular, don't just kind of do things for us, but they are instruments of God to bring us closer to the Lord. And you speak of the spiritual progress and the angels fighting the temptations for you. I think that's a wonderful insight, because the angels, if it's a sign of God's presence and mercy and his nearness to us, is to draw us closer to the Lord. And so to grow deeper in the spiritual life and to make, as you say, spiritual progress through their intercession and ministry, that's a brilliant insight. Praise God.
Jim, thanks for sharing so much. Thanks for listening to Relevant Radio 1240 in Madison, Wisconsin, now on FM, too, in Madison as well. So good morning to those listeners as well, with Father John Gordon, the acting vicar for pastoral life and the coordinator of the Office for Evangelization in the Archdiocese of Newark, talking about experiencing an angel. How did that happen in your life? We go to Westbrook, Maine. Jackie, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air.
Good morning.
How did you experience an angel?
Well, one day I went to pick up a vacuum that I had fixed, and it's on a narrow road, and I was parked across the street. So when I walked out of the building, I went to cross the street, and I really wasn't paying attention because I was trying to maneuver this vacuum. And as I stepped onto the road, on the right side of my face, I got pushed back where I did take like 3 or 4 steps back and drop my vacuum. And at the same time this happened, this car just whizzed right by me where I even felt the wind from the car. So I know with no uncertain terms that I was rescued from being hit by this car and that God had a purpose for me. So it was a very incredible moment in my life where I know that I matter and God has a plan for me, obviously.
You're a faith-filled person, Jackie. Where did that take you in your faith life after you had that experience on that narrow road? What was your romance with Jesus like afterwards?
Well, my romance with Jesus was already in progress, and my journey has been filled with other moments. Not the same thing, but other moments. And it's really a compilation of a lot of different things that has led me to really have total faith in God. And so I'm able to share this story with others. It does sound a little crazy if you're not used to hearing them, but it's my testimony and it's the truth. And so, you know, I pass that on to people, that God is here, he's alive, and he cares for you.
And Father Gordon, he wanted Jackie to be that evangelist, to not only tell the story to her friends, but on the radio as well. So it's not unusual, Jackie. It is a gift that God's given you, right, Father?
Absolutely. And I think, Jackie, the insight, too, that you have, that God rescued you from that your accident, so that you had a purpose and a plan, and whatever it is in your life, part of it is sharing the story. And so that the awareness of God's nearness, and now you just shared it with potentially millions of people on the radio who heard it now, who'll hear it when they resource it online. So thank you, Jackie, for sharing the story, and may God's purpose and plan for your life continue to grow as you respond to his grace.
Jackie, thanks for listening to Relevant Radio 106.7 in the Diocese of Portland, Maine. Beverly is in Austin, Texas, as we talk about experiencing an angel at 888-914-9149 with Father John Gordon from the Archdiocese of Newark. How did you experience an angel, Beverly? Good morning.
Good morning, Father. I live in a rural area out in the country, and I was riding with my sister and my nephew in a utility vehicle. We call it a Ranger. And we actually flipped the utility vehicle, and I was thrown underneath it. We went to the hospital. They did a full body scan. I went home with a really bad neck injury and was waiting to have surgery for my neck. And then the doctor called the next week and said, you need to get in right away. You have lesions on both of your kidneys. And they found kidney cancer on both of my kidneys because of the accident. And had they not found it, it probably would have spread to the rest of my body. But I've since had surgery on both kidneys, and God has healed me of cancer.
Praise the Lord. Oh, Beverly, that's great. You know, I think, Beverly, too, that the gift of faith that you have there, because other people might have experienced what you experienced and said, this is God's nearness and protection. I mean, look at this. I was in an accident. I was badly hurt, and now I have kidney cancer. But you have had those same experiences, and you see God's hand blessing you, protecting you, discovering the cancer so that you can experience God's healing through the doctors. Beverly, that's a wonderful account of faith and God's ministering to you through the angels. Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing, Beverly.
Beverly, thank you, and God bless you. Thanks for listening to Relevant Radio 970 in Austin. And it's also these encounters that we have with the angels, Father Gordon, the opportunity that God gives to us at that very moment in time, while it may be dark, as Beverly went through that terrible accident, but finding kidney cancer in a full body scan and then surviving it, is to use those opportunities to become evangelists, to use those stories, as our callers have done, to use her life story, as Beverly is doing in Austin, to evangelize to others.
I think that's precisely the case, John, because these stories are so real and vivid, and they are about a particular event that happened, it's easy to evangelize by telling that story. It's not a matter of, well, let me tell you my theology of angels or my theology of the incarnation, or let me tell what happened to me. I was about to cross the street, and I was pushed back, and just as I was pushed back, a car whizzed by that would have killed me. I was driving down the road, and I was going to hit some deer that I would have hurt, and one of them would have probably killed me, and they were suddenly not there and behind me, not in front of me. Those kinds of specific events that allow you to tell that story, and all you can say is, and the only thing I can say is, God blessed me. God put an angel and protected me, and all people can do is say, wow, that's wonderful.
I suppose the pragmatist would say, well, yeah, that shows you the fragility of life, and that's true, but also it shows the gift of life as well, and how we need to use every single day, the 168 hours God gives us in every single week, to be that angel for somebody else.
Yes, and I think when we do that, we find ourselves with a bit of faith that says, even when other things happen subsequent to that that aren't quite as wonderful, I realize, but God, you're still with me. You protected me once, and you have a purpose and a plan for my life, and I want to be faithful to it, and I want to kind of run after that, and it increases the faith of everybody. I think, you know, people talked about their faith, spiritual progress. I bet if we went back to all the callers and to all our listeners who are nodding their heads right now saying, I know exactly what they're talking about, they're going to tell us that their faith has increased, their relationship with the Lord has increased. You described with one of our callers as a romance with Jesus. All of that has been wonderful. And so I want to encourage our listeners that even if you don't have a dramatic story about an angel intervening, beg the Lord to reveal to you how God has blessed you somehow with an angelic touch, somehow with a sense of God's nearness, as a messenger like Gabriel, or as a warrior like Michael, or as a healer like Raphael. And when you recognize that, let your faith be stirred up to say amen, amen, in terms of a loving relationship with God.
Great stories today about how you've experienced an angel. Our conversation led by Father John Gordon, the acting vicar for pastoral life and the coordinator of the Office for Evangelization in the Archdiocese of Newark and a member of our Morning Family. Father Gordon, you are in our prayers. Thanks so much.
God bless you, John. God bless you, Glenn. Peace to you all on Relevant Radio.
Coming up next, Sister Bridget Hass is here to introduce us to a saint born into great wealth and how she used those gifts, those treasures, to make life better for those who are less fortunate, and how you and I can do the same thing, minus the wealth, today. Got the tips coming up next, 29 after now on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.